If, as often happens, children are of different shades of color in a family, the Jamaican sociologist Fernando Henriquez once wrote, the most lightly colored will be favored at the expense of the others. In adolescence and until marriage, the darker members of the family will be kept out of the way when the friends of the fair or fairer members of the family are being entertained. The fair child is regarded as raising the color of the family, and nothing must be put in the way of its success, that is, in the way of a marriage which will still further raise the color status of the family. A fair person will try to sever social relations he may have with darker relatives. The darker members of a Negro family will encourage the efforts of a very fair relative to pass for white. The practices of intra-family relations lay the foundation for the public manifestation of color prejudice. My family was not immune to this. Daisy was inordinately proud of the fact her husband was lighter than she was. But that same prejudice was then turned on her. Daisy's nice, you know, her mother-in-law would say, but she's too dark. One of my mother's relatives, I'll call her Aunt Joan, was also well up the color totem pole. She was white and light. But she was a widow, and her husband had been what in Jamaica is called an Injun, a man with a dark complexion and straight, fine black hair, and their daughters were dark like their father. One day, after her husband had died, she was traveling on a train to visit her daughter, and she met and took an interest in a light-skinned man in the same railway car. What happened next is something that Aunt Joan told only my mother years later with the greatest of shame. When she got off the train, she walked right by her daughter, disowning her own flesh and blood, because she did not want a man so light-skinned and desirable to know that she had borne a daughter so dark. In the 1960s, my mother wrote a book about her experiences. It was entitled Brown Face Big Master, the brown face referring to herself and the big master referring in the Jamaican dialect to God. At one point, she describes a time just after my parents were married when they were living in London and my eldest brother was still a baby. They were looking for an apartment, and after a long search, my father found one in a London suburb. On the day after they moved in, however, the landlady ordered them out. "You didn't tell me your wife was Jamaican," she told my father in a rage. In her book, my mother describes her long struggle to make sense of this humiliation, to reconcile her experience with her faith. In the end, she was forced to acknowledge that anger was not an option, that as a colored Jamaican whose family had benefited for generations from the hierarchy of race, she could hardly reproach another for the impulse to divide people by the shade of their skin.